Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. A friend of mine asked me the other day, why do you go through and record these shows, and why are you doing all those things that you're doing around this personal development area? I mean, what's driving you? And I thought about it for a minute, and I really think that what got me to do this was the, I don't know if I'll call it wisdom, but the learning process I went through to overcome stress in my life. And I've talked about this many times, but I used to literally get up in the morning and get sick several times a week. This is over 20 years ago. And it was because I would just completely blow things out of proportion. I would sit and wait for the worst case scenario to happen. And I'd just get focused on that worst case scenario, given everything that was going on in my life. And one of the things that I learned how to do to overcome that was to calibrate the catastrophic. And what I mean by that is to look at things realistically. So when I would think about the worst case scenario, that would be the catastrophic. But then the reality of that world is that what I was thinking might happen had a very low probability of actually happening. So what I'm suggesting is that 95% of what I worried about, or probably even more than that, just never happened. And the ability to rationalize that makes a big difference. So if I could do what I'm saying, which is to calibrate the catastrophic, it becomes a critical life skill. So what I would do then is, rather than just focusing exclusively on the worst case, which is what I was doing, I would also look at the best case and what I would call the most likely case. And in doing that, the way you look at it is you begin by looking at the evidence you have. And then the other thing you can do is you can employ some optimism as opposed to the pessimism, which I was doing. And when you do these things, it allows you to put things in perspective. So again, the stress that we worry about, most of it doesn't ever come to fruition anyway. So why are we worrying about it? And if there were some tools that you could use to really dissipate that stress, it would be understanding that, okay, what you're worried about probably won't happen, assigning some sort of probability to the outcome that you see, and then looking at the best case scenario, and then looking at the most likely scenario. And by having this ability to calibrate the catastrophic, it becomes a life skill for you that can really help you fight stress. I know it sounds a little out there, but it's really not. Because as I said before, what you're worried about probably won't happen anyway. And what's the point of putting a lot of negative energy into something and creating this fear and just waiting and waiting and waiting for that fear to dissipate until whatever you were worried about passes, or whatever event you're concerned about, you move past that event. And again, you're just making yourself absolutely miserable in the process by doing it. So stop and think. Right. Don't, when you start to see stress build up in your mind, stop for a second, take a pause and examine the situation and ask yourself, what is the probability, thinking rationally, that this will happen? And if it's low, look at the other alternatives. What is the probability that the positive scenario, the most positive scenario, will happen? And then finally, what is the most likely outcome for this situation? And if you operate from that standpoint, much of that stress that you're feeling and anticipating will fall away. If you know of anybody that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com, and from there they can click on other links to iTunes or Stitcher where they can pull on the show. And if you yourself hasn't yet subscribed, just go to iTunes, hit the subscribe button, and while you're there, if you'd be so kind as to leave a review, I'd really appreciate it. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me later this week for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. But for today, if you're feeling any stress in your life, If you're sitting here and saying, okay, I had a holiday weekend here in the United States, I'm getting ready to go to work, and I'm thinking about all these bad things that could potentially happen, I want you to think about what the most probable outcome is for those things. Think about what the best outcome is for these things. Assign probabilities to each and stop focusing on that worst case scenario.